Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How about that gospel? How about all those lessons, huh? That woke you up this morning, didn't it? I know a lot of us are kind of leery of talking about fire, at least in the scriptures, because we've seen these texts used to document or approve of all kinds of things, from abuse to warfare to all kinds of things have been justified. That should not keep us from talking about something that Scripture talks about. So let's talk about fire. Fire, as we use it, and as it's used in every language that I'm aware of, has a dual kind of contradictory meaning to it, doesn't it? Fire, on one hand, is destructive. It burns, it destroys, it divides. Having been the victim of a house fire in my lifetime, I know the effect, not only physically, but psychologically. I smell smoke to this day of wood burning, and it takes me back in time to our house burning. So there is a destructive element of fire. But equally, fire is also something that is beneficial. We heat our homes, or at least some of us do, at least in part, with wood. We have fireplaces. We have pits outside that we set around with wood fire. In the old days, fire was used as a purifier. It was, in the times before modern medicine, the only way to purify instruments used in things like medicine and all. You know, it killed off the germs. So fire has that sense of a powerful force for good. And Scripture picks up of that a lot too, doesn't it? It speaks of the Spirit as a fire and of a fire being lit within us. And you may recall, if you remember, last week my sermon talking about our lamps are lit. Well, fire has a very positive event, even in our modern day. So we have to start off by recognizing that fire is a contradictory form, and we have to be careful what type of fire and what it is doing when we use it and not be real simplistic about it. So, you expect me to explain to you this whole passage in 10-minute sermon, right? No. No way. And it's not my job to make things simple anyway. But I would like to talk about where Jesus went with this and what it may help us in understanding these elements of the destructive force and also a renewing force in one. You'll notice that Jesus puts this in the context of his baptism. Of his baptism. That's where I would like for us to go. Not literally, back to that font. As a reminder that baptism is not a nice, easy start to our life as Christians. We literally drown, well, not literally drown, but figuratively at least drown, go under the waters and come out. It is meant to be a dying as well as a rebirth, and it starts with that. It's not a simple process. It's not an easy process. It's not calling us to something. It's calling us to put certain things to death in our lives and to constantly be at renewal for the things that are good for us. And so it means we're always going to be in a certain amount of tension or conflict and living out this life of faith. We start with that. What should that say about our lives of faith? But not that there's going to be struggles and divisions and things going on in it. If we expect life to be simple and easy, don't read the history of Christianity or the Bible. It doesn't work that way. Christians have always had conflicts both within their families, with society, back and forth, because we're called to something higher. I think that's where Jesus is getting at. We're called to be something higher than what's popular, what's common, maybe even at times what's legal. That is a challenge. That is a challenge for us in this age and every age to say, if we come out of the waters, what does that mean? How are we different? What does it mean to follow a God who is obviously very much concerned more about justice than about legality, more concerned about the poor than he is about what's proper, a God who challenges his disciples when he's on earth to be living lives of justice and faith for those who are the least expected to do in their society. To expect to live that and not have some conflicts and tensions just ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. Think about this. I'm just going to do a quick list because you don't want to be here all day listening to me talk. Think of just a few things off your top of your head in church and Christian history. Persecution of people in the civil rights movement, turning hoses on people on Selma, Alabama streets, was legal. The denial of people right to vote was legal. Slavery was legal. In fact, some of our ancestors probably were persecuted on a legal balance, not a just one. But were they just? And in church history, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was arrested and executed for his opposition to what he considered illegal or at least unjust practices. It was legal for them to put him to death. And it was legal for Jesus to be put to death. And it was legal for the church in the time of Martin Luther to put him, or at least try to death. So we face this real challenge in our lives about what does it mean to be people committed to justice? What does it mean to have a fire lit in us, if I may use that imagery? What does that mean? Will it sometimes challenge us to go against what's popular, what's normal, what's expected? It might even, I don't do that lightly, encourage us at times to not follow the law. We have to struggle with that. And I'm not going to give you nice, easy answers. But I am going to tell you that this faith that starts with going under the water and calling out puts us in difficult positions to live out our life. It's not easy. It's not easy to call ourselves followers of Jesus because Jesus went to all the wrong places at all the wrong times and was with all the wrong people. His society turned against him. What does it mean? Father, what does it mean to have this idea that God's justice and mercy is more important than anything else? It's hard. Now, I know for me, that's a good wake-up call because I've lived a pretty light, comfortable life. There have not been that many occasions in life where I've been that strongly challenged. That's not been true throughout Christianity. And it may be that this time is a time when we will be very challenged to live out our faith. Jesus seems to imply that at the end when he tells the story about people not being able to read the signs. He's basically saying is, look around you, people. If you recognize injustice, you must speak against it. To not speak against injustice is to condemn it. To not speak up when we feel things are challenged, even though it will cost us. Is that easy? No. Is that going to keep you happy with me as your pastor that I raised that? Probably not. But it is valid and honest to the gospel that all of us, wherever we come from, are challenged by our faith to ask, what is this fire that God has lit in us in his spirit? What is this calling out of death to life, calling us to be about in our lives and our events and our work as a church? Maybe that's the good thing, as I mentioned it in my announcements about the thing about the sanctuary and all that stuff that's come around. Maybe it will make us think a little bit about what we are called to be as a church. What are we willing to do and not willing to do? Where does our faith rank? Jesus wanted to wake up the people of his time because they had gotten very lethargic to what was right and what was just, what was legal and what they should have been about. And Jesus called a challenge to them. I think he does in every generation. I think that's one of the benefits of having studied history is you can see that everybody else went through it. The bad part is that sometimes we don't think that applies to us. But I think it does. I think all of us have to ask, what does it mean to really have a fire burning in us? A fire that is going to consume some things. It's going to challenge. It's going to have its pains to us. But a fire that also renews and restores and empowers us. So yes, it's important that our lamps be lit. And if you missed last week, I'll give you my sermon another time. But it's very important that that fire that lights within us burns with God's justice and mercy. How we live that out is for us as the people of God to work it out. Challenge is before us. Are our lamps lit? Are they lit with the fire and justice of God? What does that mean? I'll leave you to ponder that. Amen.
Amen.